Bavabatha Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavabatha Bavli, Daf Chavov. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph of the Mishnah at the top of the page. Machikim Esailan Minabor, Efim Vechamesh Amma, Vachov Vashikma, Chamishim Amma, Ben Minamalon, Ben Minatzad. A person has to distance a tree from a pit by 25 Amos because the roots can cause damage to the pit. If he planted a carob or a sycamore tree, he has to distance it 50 Amos, whether the tree is raised above if the ground declines or level with the pit. If the pit preceded the tree, the pit owner can cut down the tree and pay the tree owner. If the tree was first, he may not. If it's unclear which one was first, then he's not allowed to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi says even if the pit was first, he can't cut down the tree because each is working within his own property. If a person should not plant a tree near his neighbor's field unless he distances it 4 amos, whether it's a grapevine or any other tree. If there was a fence in between them, then each one can plant near the fence. If its roots entered into his neighbor's field, the neighbor can cut the roots as deep as 3 trochim so as not to prevent the plow from passing. If he was digging a pit, a long pit, or a roof pit, and he came across his neighbor's roots, he can cut them as he digs down, and he can keep the wood. And the Gemara says, "Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi Tamon d'Rabbanon b'bnei sheyishuv ha'olam b'boyos." Rav Yaakov bar Idi says, quoting Rav Shua ben Levi, "The reason of the Rabbanon that if the pit precedes the tree, he can cut down the tree, is that society can't function without water pits." Shimon bar Vava amar b'shem Rav Yochanan, "Kach meishu Rav Yosi lechachamim k'mar de'is lechoin yishuv ha'olam b'boyos." If Anna Isli Yeshiva Olam Be'elonos, Shimma Vava, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, and this is Rabbi Yossi's response to the Chachamim, just as society can't function without pits, I say it can't function without trees. Now, according to some Mephoshim, like the Sefer Shari Tosa, which you saw, we add an extra sentence over here. And Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Shirashav Le'inyan Bikurim Klum, Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, roots have no significance in the laws of the Bikurim of the first fruits. Amma Rabbi Yossi V'yos, and Rabbi Yossi says, it's correct. Amar Shem Oime Shiroshim Ika Hein Lebikurim Lehaya Adam Yochor Lavi Bikurim Me'olam Bipnesha Shiroshim Shelzeh Yotzen Asich Shiroshiv Shelzeh B'Shelzeh B'Shelzeh Lefim Kenam Rav Yossa B'Shem Rav Yochanan Ein Shiroshav Le'inyan Bikurim Klum. Now this is correct because if you say that the roots are significant for the first fruits, then no person would ever be able to bring the first fruits, as the roots of this will interlock with the neighbor's roots and vice versa. And the neighbor's roots will always have an influence on the trees and the produce over here. And this is what Rabbi Yossi said, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that roots have no significance in the laws of the Bikurim of the first fruits.